This is the Tom Likas Show.
You're the best.
You're great.
It's awesome.
You're God.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
But you know why? It's the truth.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just subscribe at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you and me for a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us for this bonus hour, as he does live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, it's criminal defense attorney out of Texas.
Hey, Tom.
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Now, what does it mean, Tom, when politicians start getting into, like, you know, the fix-up society mode, and they say that we got to get tough on law and order, and we got to fight crime, and we need more cops? And what does that translate to in real life? What that translates to statistically is more people being arrested and more crimes being prosecuted, right?
Right.
Now, we talked about discretion. You know, people don't realize it, but, you know, the police bring cases and they give it to the prosecutors, and the prosecutors decide which ones to prosecute. So ultimately, if you're the victim of crime, it's not your case against the person that hurt you. It's the government's case against that person. But the government has wide discretion which ones to go after and which ones not to, and which ones to settle and which ones not to. And what's been happening more and more, and this is very true in California, but it's something that's in the federal system and in the other states, is a real emphasis on prosecution of basically everything.
Right.
A lot less discretion, a lot less being let slide, and instead just basically going after everything to the max with very little let to go. I've had some very strange things happen recently where someone was charged with a DUI, a drunk driving, obviously, and they do the blood test, which I've always emphasized is important, and, you know, the person gets arrested because we're waiting for the blood test to come back, and the blood test comes back, and it's actually less than the legal amount. So, you know, you're allowed to have up to 0.08, and this person comes back 0.04 or 0.05 or whatever, and the government goes ahead and prosecutes them anyway. Isn't that nice, Tom?
Oh, love it.
Now, people are just amazed by this, but the bottom line is that, as I said, they have a wide discretion, and they are exercising their discretion on the side of basically cracking down on everything. And they do it in a spiteful way. So when they arrest you, well, they've already put you down for a DUI, but the DUI doesn't work out, they'll charge you just with reckless driving or hit-and-run driving or dangerous driving or whatever. And they'll even continue with the main one, which was the drunk driving. Well, they call it driving under the influence. So instead of saying it was a strictly threshold thing, you were just generally driving under the influence. Now, it's sort of their hope and expectation that you're not going to fight back, and a lot of people don't. I've talked about this a lot. You know, I talk to people all the time who tell me, you know, they've been arrested, they're going to hire me, they're not sure what to do, and then I just don't hear from them again. I used to think probably a lot of those people must have hired another lawyer, which may be so. But actually, I think a lot of them just don't hire a lawyer at all. And I was talking to someone the other day who was arrested for domestic violence. And he got very attached to this one phrase. He kept saying to me, you know, I didn't do anything. I told the cops I didn't do anything. And I didn't do anything. And she's crazy. This is his girlfriend or whatever she was. You know, she's nuts and she's saying all these nonsense, but I didn't do anything, so I'm not worried. And so on some crazy level, he was clinging to that he was going to go ahead and, you know, go to court literally without a lawyer, because he figured, you know, as long as he didn't do anything, he didn't have anything to worry about. And that is kind of a fantasy idea, you know, where you say, like, you know, if I'm, you know, innocent and I just tell the truth, I've got nothing to worry about. But again, the system doesn't work that way, and it is in a lot of ways a meat grinder. You know, I started off in a courtroom this morning in San Bernardino, and we were there, and there were probably 35 or 40 different matters to go through, and there was nowhere even to sit. Every single chair was taken in these rows and rows of chairs, and then they had chairs on the side. Every single place to sit was taken. And, you know, the judge gets in there, and he's like a maniac. He's just going through the cases, boom, 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 boom. And within an hour or two, he had gone through, you know, all of them. So if you think about 40 cases, that somehow you're innocent and you're going to come in and you're going to, you know, explain what's wrong or something, that's really probably not very realistic. And that's one of the crazinesses of our system in a lot of ways. People think that they're going to get a lot more personalized attention, you know, than they do. And the way that it's shown in media, where you see high-profile cases, where you see people come in with their lawyers, and, you know, you get the impression, and this goes back, I think, to the O.J. case, where O.J. Simpson had this case go on for more than a year, and it was on the news every day. And people somehow think that that's going to apply to them, and the truth is that it's not. The reality is that you're going to be in court, and it's going to go by so quickly that you don't even know what happened. And if you go without counsel, you know, your story's not going to be told, and the prosecution's not going to back down. They're very motivated, and they're going to push as hard as they can, and you're going to end up getting trampled in that. And the fact, I'm sorry to say, I know it sounds awful, but the fact that you're innocent is not necessarily going to make any difference. I think, Tom, that's probably one of the hardest things for people to accept, you know?
Well, I think that's true, and I, you know, again, this always sounds great when somebody first brings it up. You know, let's crack down. Let's take care of these lawbreakers as if they're somebody else.
Right.
We never think of ourselves as the accused. We only think of ourselves as crime victims.
Right.
And we don't realize that the more of these laws we pass, the more likely it is we're going to get caught up in that legal system.
Right, exactly. And people always talk about cracking down and getting tough, but they're always imagining that it's someone else's son.
Right.
Or someone else's father.
Or someone else, when it might actually be them.
Right. And they say, wait a minute, what do you mean I got arrested, you know? People don't perceive reality in that way. They don't understand because, they as Tom just said, that, you know, you always think it's this person who's going to deserve it or this person who has it coming, and that's going to somehow make sense. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, it's not going to necessarily go that way. And, you know, if you're in this situation, it might end up being you. I mean, it might end up being you. And it might end up being someone you care about. And you know, it's funny when they talk about standards. There was a big thing that they pushed a few years ago. They were talking about school standards. And they were saying, you know, we have to, you know, really raise standards. And we have to do these exams in high school, these exit exams. And everyone says, yeah, that's good. Raise standards. That sounds good. And then it turns out that your kid can't graduate from high school.
Right.
Your kid is under the threshold or whatever the hell it is, the standard. And people lose their minds and they go, well, wait a minute, you know, this isn't what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about for my kid. My kid's really smart. But the problem is that when you talk about, you know, more cops on the street, that just means that there's more cops going to be arresting more people. And we see, I think this was a great proof in the riots, particularly that happened in Baltimore, that spending a lot of money is not necessarily going to make a difference. And, you know, Baltimore had these riots and so forth, and it was shown that billions had been spent on the city and on civic development and so forth. And as much as African American people were saying that they were discriminated against and so forth. It turned out, unlike in Missouri, the police in the situation in Baltimore were mostly black, that had beaten up black people and so forth, or particularly this person that had been killed in the van and so forth after he got arrested. So a lot of the prime assumptions don't work. And people believe, you know, this isn't going to happen to me, or it's not going to happen to someone I care about. And the reality is that, you know, nobody cares. The system doesn't work that way. And when, you know, the police come and arrest you or they arrest your dad or whoever, a lot of these things where people say, oh, it's good, throw the book at them, you know, eliminate the right to have writs, eliminate the right to appeal. That's good. That's good. You know, we got to get tough on crime. You know, you're suddenly going to become a liberal when it's happened to you. And all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, I need all these rights. I need this and I need that and I need the other thing, because you're going to be looking at it as the person receiving it rather than the person that you thought you were going to be, which would be the person, you know, demanding justice or whatever. It's always a surprise to people when they tell me, you know, how the police were so nasty to them, or how obnoxious the police were or whatever. And, you know, that's a terrible thing, of course. And, you know, you want to have some kind of good relationship between the community and the police. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, the police are notoriously tough on certain people in certain situations and so forth. And that's something that always ends up, you know, being surprising to people when they go to the police station and they say, you know, I want to see my son. And the cops tell them, you know, take a number, sit down, you know. And people are really surprised, and they go, wow, I can't believe, you know, that they acted this way or that it works this way. I thought that they were going to be more courteous or whatever. And it's like, you know, that's not necessarily the case. And this is something now that you are not Mr. Great Citizen. Now you're someone on the receiving end of justice. And it may end up being a very blunt instrument, you know?
Well, look at this. Everybody agreed at one time, oh, texting is so unsafe. We have to do something about the people who are driving and texting. And now, yeah, how many of us have gotten pulled over? And in some cases, you weren't even texting. For example, one time I was pulled over, I was using my phone as a navigation tool.
Right.
But the cop couldn't tell that. All the cop saw was that my phone was held up, and I was squinting to see the location on the phone. And I got
to see you in shades. You know, looking at the phone.
I got pulled over, and I've been pulled over more than once for that. The fact is that when they made that law, everybody thought that was really reasonable because it's so dangerous. I wonder how many people have been pulled over and thought that was a reasonable law.
Right. Well, that's also different kinds of emphasis, right? People are talking about, you know, that's really an outgrowth of not using the cell phone when you're driving. And people were saying how that was a good thing and that made sense or whatever. But you see now that they definitely changed things where it's, I think, a lot less emphasized than it was. I don't think that the police are under the same pressure and so forth to pull people over for texting or for, you know, talking on the phone.
I happen to believe the reason that they want this power is so they have more reasons to pull you over and find other things going on in your car.
Oh, they always like to have a reason to pull you over and check the glove compartment, right?
Right. Or just to pull you over and to jerk your chain, you know, and there's a lot of that out there. Now, I can't complain because so many officers have pulled me over. They were fans of the show and have treated me like gold. But I know that if I wasn't Tom Likas, I think I'd have been pulled over and just like anyone else would have gotten my chain jerked.
Right.
I mean, the last time I got pulled over, I was on the 5 freeway heading to Burbank from downtown near Dodger Stadium. I got pulled over for quote-unquote texting. I'm doing the air quotes here.
Again with the texting.
Well, by the end of my stop, I was taking a selfie with the officer and giving him my business card.
So does being notorious help in some way?
It depends. It has helped me an awful lot with male police officers. It has not helped me when I have had that rare female police officer.
Probably the opposite.
The lesbified with the short hair.
If she figures out who you are, she'll be pissed.
Oh, yeah. That has happened.
Unbelievable.
That has happened. Fortunately, not much, but it has happened.
Well, there's definitely a great amount. I guess the main thing I'm trying to bring up is the issue of what we call subjectivity, which is the amount of the difference in the way people get treated based on different situations and different circumstances. And it definitely is true. I mean, there's some part that pretends where we say, you know, we should have this colorblind society and so forth. But, you know, I don't think anyone really believes that. I think everyone knows that that's nonsense, that that's not really going to happen. And, you know, that's kind of the situation for us. The reality is, Tom, is that if you're, you know, a famous person, or, you know, if the police are looking at you in a positive or negative way based on your ethnicity or whatever, that's certainly going to have some kind of effect. I think that the police are more likely to give a young person a hard time. That's probably true. I think that, you know, one of the most frequent times to get arrested is when you're a teenager, is when you're 16 or 17. And I think that when the cops pull over, let's say a guy in his 40s or 50s, it's going to be a lot different than pulling over a teenager. And they're going to be like, oh, son, let me see your driver's license, you know. And they assume, you know, some of the things you assume about a teenager, that he's, you know, underage, or he has, you know, booze in the car, or, you know, as opposed to seeing someone who's middle-aged and they figure he's probably more normal and stable or whatever.
It depends. When I have rented a Mustang when I've been on vacation.
Right, the kind of car you're driving.
There we go.
No, it's true.
Yeah. So, I will say that driving my Tesla, I've mostly been pulled over by cops who wanted to take a look inside and see the big touchscreen. And then they're like, hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and here's your ticket.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, officer.
Exactly. No, yes. No ticket. They just peeked their head in, and then they moved on with their day.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to drive, all right. You know, here you go. Oh, thanks a lot for the ticket. Great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. There could be elements of that, I suppose. What's generally important that people have to recognize is what I was trying to say altogether is how quickly it snowballs and how it's, you know, out of control. I'm always surprised at people who call me and tell me that they have, you know, court tomorrow, you know. And I'm like, well, how long have you known about this? And it's been weeks and weeks, but they, like, didn't want to deal with it. I have a lot of people that call me and tell me that they already went to court. That's they call me like that night or that afternoon, and it turns out they were in court that morning already and screwed things up and so forth and started to get scared, you know, that, well, this is more serious than I thought it was. And hopefully people do that sooner rather than later.
Right. Exactly. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Now, if you're in one of those situations, maybe you're dealing with a DUI, maybe you're dealing with a drug possession case, maybe people are accusing you of doing something, and you definitely did not do it, but they think you did, and they're coming at you. Or maybe you did do it, but you know damn well they can't prove you did it. Look, there's all kinds of possibilities here, and that's why Adam is here. This is free legal advice for you. So if you have questions, specifically questions about legal issues that you may be involved in, whatever those might be, you can start calling us right now at this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. Call us here at 901-3000-866.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Let me talk to you about Harry's and the folks at Harry's.com. For listeners to this show, you know what show this is. Harry's is giving 20% off your first purchase of a starter shaving set with the coupon code LIKAS. That's my last name, LEYKIS. After entering my code LIKAS at checkout, you can get Harry's starter set for just $12. It's a month's worth of shaving for just $12 using the code LIKAS at checkout. Now, the Harry's starter set includes a Harry's razor, three of Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of shaving cream, all shipped straight to your door absolutely for free. Now, by cutting out the middleman, Harry's delivers high-quality razor blades for half the price you used to pay, and the shipping is always free. The blades go right from their German factory straight to your door. Not only do you get a quality shave, but the folks at Harry's guarantee your satisfaction. They'll give you back every penny if you don't like what they sent you. Okay? Harry's is very confident you're going to love your shave. So what I want you to do is this. I want you to go right now to harrys.com, enter my code LIKAS at checkout, and get 20% off your first order of a starter set. That's right. With my code LEYKIS, LIKAS, you can get a month's worth of shaving for just $12. Okay? That's harrys.com. Don't forget the code LIKAS to check out and change the way you shave forever.
A man. A man and his truck. A man, his truck, and his favorite radio station. And come the ballads and the broads and the bullshit. Now that man is driving around in his truck in a storm, in the mud, looking for his balls. Over here, dummy.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to break out the weed whacker again. But before you do, let me introduce you to the Weed Shark. Now, this bad boy is going to save you a lot of time and hassle. The Weed Shark is a universal multi-purpose trimmer head designed to meet the standards of landscaping pros, so you know you'll be in good hands. The Weed Shark is a 4-in-1 heavy-duty adapter head with replaceable cutting teeth and trimmer line for use on traditional gas-powered weed trimmers. Stop digging around with that crappy standard head that came with your trimmer. The Weed Shark uses revolutionary dual cutting action, where the trimmer line wraps around what you're cutting and pulls it toward the shark teeth, shearing everything in its path. Right now, get the Mighty Max for just $29.95. Just visit WeedSharks.com. That's WeedSharks, plural.com. Get to that cold beer faster. Get the Weed Shark at WeedSharks.com.
Have a time.
It's the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, here we are with defense attorney Adam Sachs. By the way, if you're listening to a replay of the show or you're listening to us on demand, you can call and talk to Adam live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. But what the hell, if you're live, call us right now. 901-3000-TOM is the number, 901-3000-TOM. All right, we have calls here for Adam. And let's say hi to John and Bellflower. John, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs.
Hey, 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 Tom and Alan, how are you doing?
Doing
hey.
Okay.
What's up, John?
Good, good. I apologize for my voice here. I'm just getting over a little cold over the weekend here. The question that I have for you, Adam, is I had two misdemeanors, and one of them's already been expunged. The other one I should be hearing back from the courthouse probably in the next, like, 3 weeks to a month.
Okay.
But my question is basically after they're both expunged, is there a second step that has to be done as far as contacting the background check companies to let them know that it's been expunged so that it doesn't affect me and getting hired in the future?
Well, how did it get expunged? Did you actually apply to expunge it?
Yeah, I did. I actually went through like a workshop program because basically they were able to help me with the paperwork.
Okay.
I went to a couple of classes to kind of prove myself that I've changed my life around. And then basically I gave that paperwork, paid the small fee to the courthouse. One of the courthouses in L.A. has already expunged it. I went to court last week. And then the second one, I didn't have to make a court appearance, but
okay,
they told me that basically I would know in the mail within 4 to 6 weeks. But most likely that one will be expunged too, so I'm just curious of what happens next.
All right, well, I mean, I'm just a little concerned that you did it correctly. I talk to a lot of people that, you know, somehow think that it's expunged. They think it's worked out. Particularly people think that it's going to happen automatically. And it definitely doesn't happen automatically. So there is a couple of steps you have to do. But, I mean, if you follow through on it without a lawyer, that's a little sketchy. But if you follow through on it, normally speaking, you get a certificate that it's been expunged, and that's usually what I hand over to my client when I do it. If you have that, then for all intents and purposes, it should be done.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, so that's with that one. But what I was always told in the past is that, like, I don't know how the court contacts the background check companies, mm-hmm. or if that's something I have to do on my own and contact the background check company.
Well, no. Normally speaking, when it's expunged, the underlying case is gone. So it's not a question of background check companies. I mean, it's not something that should exist in the first place because it's from the court. Now, if you find it extraneously on some database or you want to contact, you know, one of the credit companies like, you know, TRW, one of those kind of things, or one of the data companies, you can, as long as you have that certificate I just mentioned. What ends up happening sometimes is people think, and people are told this, something they're told which is not true is like, you know, something like, you know, in 7 years it'll go away automatically. Or in, you know, people have said different amounts to me, 7 years, 3 years, 6 years, and that is just absolutely not how it works. It does not, it does not go away on its own. And any number of people have told me, no, I heard it's going to go away after 6 years. That's just not true. So you said that you went to a seminar and they actually helped you fill out forms and you actually went to court. So if you did that correctly, that final paperwork that you got, that's when it's gone.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. So it shouldn't hopefully affect any kind of jobs in the future.
Yeah, I hope not.
So I'm really proud about that, and I appreciate that.
For sure.
All right, John, thank you. Appreciate the call. There he goes, 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. If you'd like to talk with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, 901-3000-TOM. You can call us right now at 901-3000-866. Let's talk a little bit, Adam, about some of the, just to get an idea, like what comes across your desk in terms of crimes people are accused of committing? What are you seeing?
You know, there's a whole situation now where especially an emphasis on domestic violence. There's been, you know, the police don't just go out and find things. There's been an emphasis on domestic violence, particularly, obviously, that's considered mainly against women. And, you know, they get money. That's the bottom line. The police departments get federal money from the federal government to prosecute and to follow up on certain crimes more than others. You know, there are a lot of people that have told me that they had certain, you know, things taken from them, or they had their identity stolen or whatever, and they go to the police station and the police take a report and obviously they could care less. And that's because there's no glory in that. There's no money in that. Most of the crimes against individuals go unpunished. There's an assumption that you have insurance and you'll just, you know, make a claim, or you'll just get your name taken off the list, or you'll deal with it as a personal loss. But when it comes to domestic violence, because there's so much money coming in, there's such an emphasis on it, it's something that comes up a lot, and it's devastating. It's really devastating. People don't realize. I mentioned that I spoke to a guy who kept telling me, I didn't do anything, and I think he was probably telling the truth. But unfortunately, that's not really the point. His wife or girlfriend, whatever she was, she said that he did something. And a woman's word in this respect really counts. You've also seen a lot of false accusations of sex assault and rape and so forth, where, you know, I think there's certainly things that happen to women, there's no doubt about it, but there's also a lot of hurt feeling stuff where a woman is angry at a guy, or she feels that he was nasty to her or whatever, and she turns around and will say that he attacked her or he raped her or whatever, and that's something that spirals very quickly out of control. And unfortunately, women are unable to sort of back off, where once they start saying that it happened, they can't then say, oh, I was just saying, I was just kidding, I didn't mean it. It's very hard to sort of undo that.
Isn't that what's going on in that case with the L.A. Kings player, Slava Voynov?
How's that one go? Tell me.
Well, there he was playing for the Kings, and suddenly there was an incident. I believe it might have been the Manhattan Beach Police Department.
Oh, dear.
And according to what I've read, Mrs. Voynov made a phone call and said that there was her blood all over the place, and it's not the first time. And then later, when it was actually going to trial, first of all, he was suspended. So all that wonderful money they were getting to pay for that home in Manhattan Beach, suddenly that gets cut off while we're waiting to see how this case is going to turn out. So Mrs. Voinov now is saying, I'm not going to cooperate. And now she's being threatened with prosecution herself if she doesn't cooperate. And she's had to go into, I think, 30 days of therapy to decide she's going to change her mind and testify.
To get her to cooperate.
Correct.
I love it.
Yes.
Now, but you see, I think a lot of these women don't necessarily recognize the impact that this is going to have on them. When you make this claim against your husband or boyfriend or whatever he is, and then all of a sudden he can't play basketball anymore, and all of a sudden the big income's gone, I think these women are surprised that it had a big impact as it did. I think that the one that strikes me the most was that very dumb girl that the Clippers owner, former owner, was dating, who played this recording she had made of him making racist comments. And all of a sudden, the repercussion was that he ended up losing the team, couldn't be the owner anymore. And I saw some video of her a few days ago getting evicted out of her apartment, which he had given her, apparently, and had to be taken away from her because his wife sued her. And I think that it's very common for immature people not to think of the consequences of their actions. And that's never more true than in the case of women who end up doing really, really destructive things that end up causing unbelievable hardship, including for themselves. And it's something that they're always surprised. And they say, I can't understand. I didn't want him to lose his job. I just wanted the police to scare him. I love when they say that. You go, you got to be kidding, right? They thought that, you know, by calling 911 and making up this whole thing, that he was going to get a stern lecture from the police.
Right.
And that's obviously not possible.
Didn't we just have a story about a mother who called the police? Her son, African American, was somehow mentally disturbed, was causing a disruption,
so no.
She called the police to scare him, and he was shot dead.
Unbelievable! Can you believe it? See, people, are confused in this, and they believe that when the police come because they're the one that called for them, that they somehow would be under their direction, And the thing is when the police arrive, they're free agents. So, they're not going to necessarily listen to you at all, and they see your son or whoever he was, whatever this guy was doing, and they're just going to act on it from that point of view, and they just, thought he was dangerous and shot him. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. Adam's going to tell you how you can get in touch with him. We got more calls coming up here. And if you have questions for criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, here's free legal advice for you. Just call this number, 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM. Talk to Adam right now at 901-3000-866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
We are very excited about welcoming our friends at Triangle Billiards. Hey, this is a store for you, boys. Triangle Billiards has been serving satisfied customers since 1978 with the best selection of products by the best in the business. Now we're talking the good stuff, boys. This is all the fun stuff. Pool tables, air hockey, shuffleboard, foosball, darts, custom cues, and much more. Check out their two convenient locations with friendly, experienced salespeople to serve you in both Orange and Costa Mesa. And, of course, you can visit them online at TriangleBilliards.com. That's TriangleBilliards.com. Now, for a limited time, use promo code TOM at checkout or when you place your order by phone and get a free McDermott custom two-piece cue, a $255 value when you purchase a new pool table. Act soon, and they'll throw in a free cue case worth $70. This is an amazing deal. Remember to drop my name to get those freebies at Triangle Billiards. Call them or visit today. The number is 866-941-2564. Or go to TriangleBilliards.com. Shipping is available worldwide. So call them today, 866-941-2564, or go to TriangleBilliards.com. Listen, boys, start having real fun now.
Hey, bitches, this is Manju. If you missed the Getty and Dino show, show 600, you missed this.
Satisfy me, don't deny me one more time.
Congratulations!
Thank you!
The king of cream.
Yeah. There he is.
King of cream.
Are you going to turn her over and eat her?
Yeah, yeah, baby.
Congratulations to you!
The Getty and Dino show, to GettyandDino.com.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. COSTLO. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. COSTLO.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. If you're not listening on our app, I don't know what you're waiting for. Close to 12,000 people now, just like you, have downloaded our free app. Nothing will make our show easier to listen to. Live, press one button. You can download or stream your choice. The numerous recent shows right through the app without ever leaving. You press one button and you are dialing through to the studio. It's one-touch access to the studio. And one touch and you'll be at our Amazon link and you can do all your Amazon shopping. You do it all in the app. You never have to leave. It's your new home. Now look, the app is free. So if you're not sure you want the app, hey, you're not paying for it. Go get it. It's your birthright. You can get the app at Google Play, you can get it at the App Store, or you can get it at TomEverywhere.com. It's TomEverywhere.com. All right, Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can give me a call toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And you can send me an email, which I love, and I answer them personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right, 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number to talk with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs with free legal advice for you. Here is Travis in Pullman, Washington. Travis, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, Adam. So I just wanted to say advice for the last guy that called. I've had some things expunged off my record because I've had a person that stole my identity and arrested in several different states around the country.
Wow, sorry.
And I've had cities, you know, expunge it and seal it. And unfortunately, to as much due diligence as these fuckers do, I went up to the Canada-Canadian border one day and was going to go through Canada, hang out for the weekend. And I got stopped at the border, and I was held up for 3 hours because I didn't have my expungement paperwork on me. And they refused to believe that it was expunged. They wouldn't let me in until I got in the paperwork. And on top of that, I had another situation where I was applying for an apartment. They ran a criminal background check and credit check, and they said, well, we can't rent to you because you have this thing on your record. And I said, that's not me. Turns out the city of Seattle never did their due diligence and didn't do it properly and never actually sealed the expungement. So So word of advice, keep your paperwork on you at all times whenever you're going through border crossings and things of that nature. So just because it's gone, it's never really gone.
Wow. You know, I've been hearing a lot of things. We had an advertiser that would help you with Canada, but I've been hearing a lot of things where people have been having trouble, particularly with Canada. You know, there was a time when, you know, crossing over into Canada was no big deal and you didn't even need a passport, you know. And I think that a lot of things got tightened up, particularly after 9/11. You know, people always say we're going to crack down on the terrorists and so forth. But the truth is, you know, generally they just crack down on regular people and hassle, you know, regular people. It's surprising, but Canada will check the computer. And I talk to a lot of people who refer to having very minor things, like, you know, a DUI or whatever, which is not the end of the world, and then being hassled going to Canada, which, you know, like some casual thing they want to do, or they want to spend the day in Canada, or they want to go see a game or something, and they get treated like a major criminal. You know, and the Canadians get really freaked out in the border crossing, and, you know, they think they're going to walk right across, and they end up spending hours and hours and hours, and ultimately get rejected. So it is, like you say, something to be aware of, and if you know you have something that might end up being a problem, you might want to bring papers with you, particularly when you're at the border crossing, to explain it. There have been some strange things now.
Surprisingly, when I went to South Korea, they never even said a word. But I had my paperwork ready and everything because I was not about to be stuck in South Korea for 6 months with nowhere to go.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about South Korea. I've heard examples, particularly the one I heard was England. There were some people that wrote books or were journalists and so forth that had expressed, you know, I don't know, whatever it was, extreme political views, which, you know, in America we have freedom of speech and who cares, right? But meanwhile, somehow or another, when they got to England, England wouldn't allow them to get a visa to come in. And it's complete discretion, you know. I don't know if you saw this, but there have been a couple of actors who got into some kinds of fights, particularly I think of Russell Crowe or whatever. And apparently, you know, if they had been convicted even of something like a misdemeanor, it could have prevented them from ever working or coming into the United States, which obviously would have been devastating for their career. So it's not a small thing. It's a big deal. And like you said, you should keep a copy of your documents. And if you get pulled over in customs or whatever, and they start asking you questions, you can show them, look, it was just this. It's no big deal. It's years ago. And, you know, try to explain it away.
Well, as you know, Adam, I talked to you about a case that I was working out in Portland. And I got it. Yeah, I did. It was a while back. I ended up getting it worked out through Portland. But they took like 3 months, and they were ready to cancel my driver's license in Washington. So I could just be driving around, you know, get pulled over one day, and they would be like, "Well, your driver's license expired. We're taking you to jail."
Wow!
And you know how cops are when you're like, you know, it's really not me. I have some paperwork. They always will give you that. Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, you got to figure cops have heard it, and when they're ever arresting anyone, the guy's like, "Hey, you got the wrong guy. You know, it's not me. It's blah blah blah." And you know, people talk about this thing about identity theft. You know, that sounds like kind of a likely story, but I think in your case, obviously, it's real.
Right. Unfortunately, I have taken enough paperwork to prove it, but you know, it only goes so far.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Cops want to do what they want to do. Hey, Tom, take me out Arizona Chopper style and Halle Berry style.
Okay, here you go, Travis.
This may be the end of this thing.
Uh-oh.
Well, he's taking off running.
Okay, now it's a foot chase.
Okay, now he's jumped into another vehicle.
Now he's in another vehicle. Okay, okay.
All right, they're closing in. Looks like they've...
Oh,
jeez. We're going to pull out. We don't know what has just happened right there.
Jesus, Tom, I cringe when I hear that helicopter thing.
It's that last blood-curdling scream the guy is giving as he's falling.
And
her.
Then she's like, "Oh well, we don't know what happened."
She didn't know at the time, but I guess they do now.
It didn't sound so good.
No, Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, well, if you have your identity stolen, give me a call. Toll free 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check my website, adamlawyer.com, and send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right. Now, if you're listening to us on a replay or you're listening to us on demand, remember, you can call Adam live every Tuesday beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Who's that?
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Jeez.
Beer Magazine, new study shows that boys who smoke weed are 4 inches shorter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. Put down a joint, you little pisser.
Damn. It just goes to show you, if you smoke weed, man, the cherith, then you become a tiny man.
New study
there's
finds,
nothing worse.
Yeah, youngsters who regularly smoke weed are far shorter than their non-smoking peers. I started like 13. I sprouted like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Weed made me grow like a weed.
No, I thought you were more into booze than you were weed, so you got that going
for you.
Did
you know me at 13?
No, but I just through stories, I just assumed it was more booze, so it might have counteracted it. So you should drink and smoke pot, and then you'd be all right.
So you're saying like the booze is like watering a plant?
Yes. I guess that's it, too, because our web guy would be like 200 feet tall by now.
True that. Excellent point. Stereotypes associating science with men more than women remain strong across the globe, according to a new study.
Yes.
Everybody thinks in terms of a scientist. You think of a dude.
Always a dude.
A smart dude.
Yep.
Not some crazy broad.
I always picture like a dude with a beard and everything.
I always picture like a librarian kind of chick with like awesome glasses.
That'd be great.
Black frames. She lets her hair down.
Nice
lab coat.
Nice red lipstick. Come out. No, it's
going.
Always dudes are associated.
It's always
with
dudes.
This,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yeah, you're
math
right.
And
yeah.
Physics. Yes.
Yeah.
So women. By the way, if you're a woman in science, like you're set. You'll be automatically put to the top.
Yeah.
Would love that shit. Something to look at.
Yeah. Lindsay Anderson of Geneva, Illinois, is a middle school teacher facing 15 years in prison after being charged with sexual assault after having sex with a minor for 6 solid weeks. She might get the 15 years because she ain't a looker.
Oh, I'm about to see what she looks like for the very first time. And
she throwed a book at her.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody already threw the book at her right in the fucking nose.
She might get the chair with this.
Burn her at the stake.
But, like, for a 15-year-old kid, he must have thought he hit the jackpot. And then you realize that you go up.
No, he's going 6 weeks. Boy's banging that 6 whole weeks, man.
Holy Philly Falau.
She looks like Philly.
She does. She's closer to Philly. Less Falau.
A prostitute charged with killing a Google executive with an overdose of heroin aboard a yacht pleaded guilty on Tuesday to involuntary manslaughter and administering the drugs.
Yeah, because she pled guilty, so she just let him die.
Yes.
It's official.
She's involuntary manslaughter, so I don't know. She just let him die, but apparently things went wrong.
Yeah, Frank. Our friend didn't make it after you take
it. I think when you're a Google executive, you got to graduate from the heroin, you know? I thought it's the hookers.
He was on like an awesome yacht and everything. But basically, here's what happened. The surveillance video, this is why I'm saying she's let it go. Surveillance video did show that she gathered her belongings after he started going into this problem. And she just casually stepped over his body, finished her glass of wine, and then lowered the blinds before leaving the yacht.
Yeah.
And so that's basically where she went wrong. There are several billboards and a new ad campaign now saying that you can get out of trouble by simply calling 911.
So if you call 911, even if you provided the drugs and stuff, you can get out of it by helping. So you don't fucking skate. Our girl should have just called 911.
Yeah. I mean, everybody panics in that situation.
I would imagine.
But you don't have to anymore.
Right. It's safe.
Yeah. It's like when you want to dump your baby in a dumpster. You don't have to do that anymore. It's safe to go dump
to drop
it
at them
a,
off at a fire department or a hospital or something. Right. But if somebody is like ODing and shit, you don't have to just let them there. You could call 911 and evade prosecution. Yeah. Thank you.
Finally, a pick alert for you is Tamara Ecclestone. Is she?
She's a billionaire.
She's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
She should get some implants.
she's laying down. It's hard to tell.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because it's really not very attractive.
I don't see
her whole tit is out, she's in public, right?
Yeah. What you have to do is crop the baby out of the picture.
It's a baby foot going right.
Baby foot there.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know what she's doing.
Did she get knocked up? Is that the deal?
Unfortunately, somebody else got to her.
Well, that's right. They bought the Spelling Mansion. It's
right.
Like the most expensive house in Los Angeles.
At the time,
right?
Yeah. I think there's another one on the market now. But, yeah, they just bought it as like they had like this rocking pad in London, and now they bought her and
all
her sister got
and
this
the titties
other
are fine. I'll take the titties. That's fine.
I don't know what past a billion, multiple billions of dollars you need to get to on this.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary Isdino.
Tiny man.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. There's a brand new show for you every single Friday. You just go to GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Boys, I've been encouraging you for years, using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and can tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today.
This is the new normal.
Did you try on your pumps yet?